relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
Brought forth upon this continent a new nation, conceived in liberty and dedicated to the proposition that all men are created equal.
I know not what course others may take, but as for me, give me liberty or give me death.
The world will little note or long remember what we say here, but it can never forget what they did here.
Not what your country can do for you, ask what you can do for your country.
Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
I can hear you, the rest of the world hears you, and the people who knock these buildings down will hear all of us soon.
And we will make America great again.
This is America First with Sebastian Gorka.
Digital forensic investigator Mark Lanterman was previously a member of a Secret Service electronic crimes task force.
There was one thing that got my attention, and that was a voicemail.
It's Dad. I called to tell you I love you. I love you more than the whole world, pal. Can I get some help?
That voicemail, apparently from Joe Biden during his son Hunter's drug addiction, is one of many findings Lanterman used to authenticate what is believed to be Hunter Biden's laptop data.
You're confident, based on your analysis, this is Hunter Biden's data and that it's real?
Yes.
This Delaware computer shop is where the laptop's backstory begins. Their records indicate, in April 2019, Hunter Biden took his laptop in for repair, but never paid. After 90 days, the store considered it abandoned. Then in December 2019, the FBI subpoenaed the store's owner to turn over the computer and a portable drive of its data.
Whatever happened to Hunter?
During the 2020 election, versions were widely shared by Republican operatives, including Rudy Giuliani.
We have the entire hard drive.
But questions were raised about whether additional files were added to those versions. Then-candidate Biden labeled the laptop controversy disinformation.
What this he's accusing me of is a Russian plant.
CBS News approached the lawyer for the computer repair shop owner to cut through the noise.
We've always had one clean copy.
And obtained a copy of what he says they provided the FBI under subpoena. Then we went to Minneapolis for an independent analysis.
Were you paid by CBS or anyone else to analyze the data?
No.
No.
I wouldn't want anyone to think that someone bought our opinion.
Around the corner, it'll lead you to what we call our imaging room.
Lanterman and his son, Sean, both digital forensic experts, recovered images of credit cards, a driver's license, social security number.
Just the sheer volume of what we're dealing with, it would be difficult, if not impossible, to fabricate.
And explained how files built up over years.
It accumulated over time, which is consistent with normal, everyday use of a computer.
There's some reporting about folders being added.
We have read these articles. We don't see that. So I believe that that's because we have a more pristine copy.
Hey, guys. Sebastian here. Hey, Jeff, what was that? Was that yesterday on CBS, that long report we just played a clip of?
Yeah, it took them a little while to put it together.
Yeah, weird. I've got to this thing. It's Wikipedia. I hate it, but at least it's the repository of, or suppository of, conventional wisdom. The Hunter Biden laptop story, they actually have a whole entry on Wikipedia, and it starts with a timeline. The timeline for the original story, the breaking of the Hunter Biden laptop story, if you'd like to write it down, all of you out there, all 3 million of you, was October 14th. Not this year. Not last year. October 14th, 2020. Yeah, right before the elections. 2 stinking years ago. Well done, CBS. You're only 2 years late. And Catherine Herridge... Are you ashamed of yourself, Catherine? I knew you. You're a colleague of mine at Fox when I was a contributor on Fox. Very messy lady. Your office was like a war zone. But a very good and solid reporter. A straight shooter. You worked your tail off at Fox. I would say you're probably, back then, one of the most respected, serious investigative journalists at Fox News, despite your untidy office. It was literally piles of papers on her chair, on her table. And then you leave Fox. You put your name and your face to this? Oh, we have verified the laptops. We have gone to independent specialists. They didn't take a dime from us. 2 years later? 2 years? I texted you to ask you today, well, first to inform you this story was broken by the New York Post 2 years ago, and not much need of verification required. Why? Because the computer repair shop owner showed the world the forms signed by Hunter Biden for the repair of the 2 water-damaged laptops he wished to have repaired, signed by him, that stated if he doesn't come back to get them within, what was it, 60 days, they become the property of the store. And then, when they become property and he finds what's on them, the videos of the prostitutes, the crack pipes, the connections to Chinese businessmen, Burisma, Ukraine. He tells the FBI in Delaware, and they sit on it. And as soon as it becomes a story in the New York Post 2 stinking years ago, what happens? Oh, here, Catherine. Here's an interesting verification of the authenticity Hunter Biden's lawyers demand that the computer repair shop owner give the hard drives back. That's weird. Because if it's Russian misinformation, like those 51 former CIA and DIA officials stated before the election, on what basis do Hunter Biden's lawyers want them back? If they're not Hunter's laptops, what right does Hunter have to them? Of course they're his. Hey, Jeff, was that mean of me to text Catherine Herridge today to say, aren't you ashamed of yourself?
No, maybe if she waited a week, but not 2 years.
I mean, I think it's the right thing to do because she thinks she's being a journalist yesterday.
I know, that is ridiculous. Okay, to act like she's breaking news.
Ooh, look, we're going to have a very serious packet. We're going to go to a very swanky office. We're going to sit down with some experts. Look, this table, it's made of glass and chrome. Have you seen this office? It's really expensive. And these experts, he's got a silk tie on. He must be really good. And I'm a reporter. Look at me. You're a clown. You're a joke, Herridge. You know what you owe Americans after 2 years of sitting on this story? You owe us all an apology because you are no longer... You have just forsaken everything you swore to uphold. A journalist, it should be about the truth. You can have a political opinion, but you should be about the truth. You just sat on a story for 2 stinking years. And CBS, we know they're hacks, we know they're propagandists, but you put your face to this lie, to this, whoa, we broke this story yesterday. You discredited yourself, Catherine Herridge. You have forsworn everything that should be sacred to you in your profession. You owe me and all Americans an apology for being a rank propagandist. My only question to you, if you want to claw back a modicum, a scintilla of decency, how about you leave CBS? How about you resign today? Show us that you're not a coward and a propagandist and a flunky and a hack. And tell us just one thing. One thing. Why did your editors, because you didn't make this decision, you're just a reporter. Why did your editors tell you to drop this package now, 1 week after an election? Why? Why 2 weeks? Why now? Why now and 2 years before the next one? Is this to wipe it clean in time? You'd better tell us if you want anyone to respect you. I said I wouldn't do another angry monologue. Can't help it. It's the event. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First. We have an amazing show for you today. Don't miss a millisecond. What's the truth about FTX? This is America First. Subscribe on Spotify right now. Go to Spotify. Plug in my name, Sebastian Gorka, America First. Never miss an episode. And check out SebGorkaStore.com. We'll be back after these messages.
I know Sebastian well. Listen to him. He's with us.
Thank you, Mr. President. Great to see you last Tuesday. Was that just a week ago? That's insanity. A lot of fun at Mar-a-Lago. We're going to talk to one of the other guests there for the president's announcement momentarily. But I have to say thank you to all of those kind people who came up to me to say, hey, Dr. G, Seb, you look great. Well, that's what losing 42 pounds does for you. Thanks to the great offices of Dr. Ashley Lucas and her incredible team at My PhD Weight Loss. For 20 years, I've been trying to shed the pounds. Nothing worked. First diet that just burns the fat off. No stupid calorie counting. No starvation. 5 meals a day. It really, really works. If I can do it, anyone can do it. Mike Gallagher lost 50 pounds. Now, truth be told, he had more to lose, but I feel so good. If you could drop some pounds, call them today. 864-644-1900. MyPhDWeightLoss.com. That's me with my Mustang. I need a name for my Mustang, guys. Call in with suggestions. People say, I need a name for my Mustang. And not Sally, okay? No, I'm not calling it Sally. That's boring, okay? You know, MAGA or, you know, Queen MAGA or something like that could be cool. But if you want to lose the weight, call 864-644-1900. MyPhDWeightLoss.com. Let's go to somebody who was also in a rather celebratory mood. I think we have a photograph, a selfie of us down there with the good guys. He's Ned Ryan of the American Majority. Have you recovered from that celebration, Ned?
Yeah, no, that was definitely a fun evening, and it was great to be there. Great to see you and others. And boy, we're ready for another run at this thing. Not only to win the nomination, but to go for the White House again. And I got to tell you, I have a couple of thoughts on that, but I know we're going to talk about some other things, but I've got a couple of thoughts on
that. Yeah, I'm going to get to that in a second, but first let's talk about things that need to be fixed as we speak. This is JustinNews.com, our buddy John Solomon. Two Arizona counties, Cochise and one other, will delay certifying their ballot canvases for the 2022 election. Two GOP supervisors voted to delay certifying the elections until November 28th in a 2-1 vote. What the heck is going on in this nation? We've got 12 men on the moon. We have done what other nations will never be able to do, and we can't count some stinking ballots in Arizona?
All intentional. I mean, this has definitely been done intentionally, in which people have wanted to manipulate a system in which they can delay voting, cause the process to be so slow that it'll take days and days, if not weeks, to actually come up with an election result. It's shameful. that we call ourselves the greatest nation on earth and we can't actually hold a first world election process, we come off as a third world country in people being able to trust the integrity of the vote. I think there are a lot of things that can be done to fix it, obviously. But in the meantime, I've got a few thoughts on what we should be doing in playing by the rules that have been laid out for us.
Right. So here's my take. You're on the ground because, you know, you're a founder of American Majority. You train people to actually, you know, secure the republic and to make sure that we have successful campaigns and fair elections. So here's my take. I wrote a long piece after I came home from Mar-a-Lago that we don't have elections. 2022 was an anti-election. Elections are when you go to the polling station, you choose a candidate based on the merits, and you put your ballot in the ballot box or the scanner. What we have now is 50 days of voting in Philadelphia, 45 days with a Republican governor. We have 45 days of voting in Virginia. It's absurd. So the question isn't choosing candidates on merit, it's who has the best enterprise, not to collect votes, but collect ballots. Do we just have to surrender to the more ballots, not votes thing, Ned? Is that how cynical we have to be?
Yes, we actually have to be that way. And I hate to break it to people in which welcome to the new era of American politics, where polls, historical trends, candidate quality, message, persuasion, all of that, in my mind, are extremely insignificant. And I just wrote a piece that ran today at American Greatness, amgreatness.com, in which I described we better figure out a ballots out, ballots in machine. Is it crass? Is it potential for fraud? Yes, all of that. But we can howl at the moon, or we can adapt that. And I wrote, we can adapt or die.
Yeah.
Because I truly believe the republic is at stake, and we can complain about the potential corruption and fraud, or we can say, we're going to embrace this on a whole host of fronts. We're going to embrace the early voting, mail-in, absentee ballot, ballot harvesting where it's legal. These are the rules of the game, and we can complain about the rules of the game, or we can play the game by the rules that have been laid out for us. And I don't think we have many options.
Yeah, if the rules have changed and then we can't change them back, then we have to win the game by those rules. However, it's people on our side who are also going to sabotage us. I thought this guy had disappeared. He didn't even know he was alive. Here's one of the most catastrophic speakers of the House who's lecturing us, on who the next president should be. Play cut.
I think we would have clearly have won the Senate had we had traditional Republicans in the general election, like these governors did. I think we would have won places like Arizona, places like Pennsylvania, New Hampshire, had we had a typical traditional conservative Republican, not a Trump Republican. So I think what we now know, it's pretty clear, is with Trump we lose. So I don't mean this personally. It's just evidence. We lost the House in 18. We lost the presidency in 20. We lost the Senate in 20. And now in 2022, we should have and could have won the Senate. We didn't. And we have a much lower majority in the House because of that Trump factor. So I think it's palpable right now. We get past Trump, we start winning elections. We stick with Trump, we keep losing elections. That's just how I see it.
So a man who is a failure is telling us how to win. My problem is the big money, the money that is potentially courting Ron DeSantis, Rhino establishment. They want a war inside the GOP. Give us your predictions. Can we stop that war? I think right now we've got to be very careful for the singers and everybody else not to sabotage our side.
Well, first of all, let me say there's a reason that Paul Ryan was an abysmal failure speaker. He shows really his low political IQ when he talks about candidate quality. Sorry, but dumb. Do you not see what they did in Pennsylvania? They elected a dead man and a vegetable. Candidate quality does not matter. What matters is a ballots out, ballots in machine. He has clearly missed the entire point of the 2022 midterms. Has nothing to do with Trump. I would argue, in fact, just based off some numbers I've seen out of Michigan, in which a lot of Trump voters did not turn out because he was not on the ballot, we would be having real benefits with Trump on the ballot. But the whole point of the 2022 elections has nothing to do with anything about ballots out, ballots in, and we have failed miserably on this. And I want to make one more point and get on to the
We got 60 seconds. Be quick.
Really quick. There were 1 million absentee ballots sent out in Arizona to Republicans. 400,000 were not returned before Election Day. If we had 150,000 of those returned, we would have won everything.
Wow.
In regards to 2024, I've got more thoughts on this. But, yeah, if Paul Singer and Ken Griffin and everybody else coalesce behind Ron DeSantis, he's given in. He's actually made concessions to them on their corporatist neocon front. So I tell people, yeah, they want to coalesce around Ron DeSantis as the anti-Trump battering ram. And if money flows from them to him, you can guarantee concessions have been made and not good ones.
All right. Follow this man on Twitter at Ned Ryan. He doesn't know how to spell. It's R-Y-U-N. And his latest is American Greatness, amgreatness.com. Keep doing what you do, Ned. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First. Wherever you are, whatever you're doing, stay on this channel.
It's really devastating for a child to not have their parents around during Christmas time or to know that somebody loved them, because that's really the key. They need to know that somebody loved them.
Just having that connection with their parent and sending that message from the incarcerated parent, and to get that on Christmas morning, love dad or love mom, is one of the greatest gifts you could ever give a child.
Why would they have to get a message? Why? That's some volunteers from the Prison Fellowship Program talking about children getting a message from their parent on Christmas Day. Why? Because 1.5 million children, 1.5 million children in America have a mother or father behind bars this Christmas. It's one of the most amazing things that you've done. Last year, 326,000 of these children received a Christmas present from their incarcerated parent thanks to your donation, with a message of love from their mother or father, and they received also a children's Bible. It's truly a blessed thing. Let's break the cycle. 70% plus of these children will end up in prison themselves. If they have a safe environment, if they feel a little bit more loved this Christmas, perhaps we can break that cycle. Please go today to my website, make a donation. It's $25 per child, per present. $125 is 5 children. Make a difference. Click on the Angel Tree banner at the very top of the website, sebgorka.com, or you can call them with your donation on 888-206-2794. That number again, it's the Prison Fellowship Angel Tree Program, 888-206-2794. Or just go to S-E-B-G-O-R-K-A, sebgorka.com, and the Angel Tree banner at the top. God bless every single one of you. Let's break that record. Let's make it 250,000 children this year. Let's do that. We have him in studio. It's been far too long. He is the man who is in charge of investigations and research at that superb organization, Judicial Watch, former military intelligence, counterintelligence officer, Chris Farrell. Welcome in studio.
Great to be with you, sir.
So much to discuss. Let's start with the peculiar timing of a special counsel being appointed by DOJ. What was it, 72 hours after somebody called President Trump announced his candidacy? A special counsel was empaneled to coordinate the investigations of the Mar-a-Lago raid and the other January 6 investigations. Chris, how does any of this make sense given that 48 hours before that, I think it was the Washington Post that said, sorry, we didn't really find anything serious in the Mar-a-Lago raid. What's the real reason for all of this?
Because the Department of Justice has been weaponized by Biden through his dupe, Garland. And let's all thank God Garland is not right. A justice of the Supreme Court. Garland's professional life is over when he leaves being Attorney General. I'm sure he'll, ply his legal trade elsewhere and make millions of dollars. But his government functions are over when he leaves as Attorney General.
Now, I'm so glad you said this, because for me, many people say, oh, he's this wicked individual. He's a meat puppet. I mean, it's really Lisa Monaco and the deputies that are running AG. You look at how this guy testifies. Merrick Garland isn't the mastermind of all this, is he?
No, he's not. And, I guess he's a good actor. He's acted before. And so he comes out and he kind of goes through the script. And then he quickly runs off stage, you know, scared little mouse.
And I know, but before he does that, he says, "How dare anyone cast aspersions on the FBI?" And then he runs off stage.
Right, right.
Right. That's what he did after Mar-a-Lago.
Doesn't take a single question.
Not one question.
And remember, Mar-a-Lago, the raid there was conducted 91 days before an election.
Yeah.
Right, because there's a prohibition on those sorts of activities. Generally speaking,
there's an internal protocol.
Right. It's right. The manual says don't do it. And now, in this case, you know, they have to keep the pressure up. I think it's going to boomerang. I think that announcing this special prosecutor,
really?
People are going to look at this and say, you know, this is crazy. How many times are you going to have impeachments and special prosecutors, and you know, they watched Mueller and the Russia. How many times are they going to do this? And I think it's actually, it accrues, there's a sympathetic accrual to the benefit of President Trump, because people realize it's just a crass,
it's just vindictive
stunt.
Right.
It's a stunt to try to muddy the guy up. And you're somehow going to have a special prosecutor look at Mar-a-Lago and January 6th. Because those two go so well together, right? I mean, they're so interrelated. I mean, it's the we hate Trump, gotta block 'em team.
Wow.
I mean, that's what it really is.
Wow, that's it. Okay, I think we've got a title for this segment. It is the We Hate Trump, Gotta Block Him team. We're talking to the Director of Investigations and Research, Chris Farrell. This is an amazing organization fighting the swamp every single day. Please support them. Go to judicialwatch.org. That's judicialwatch.org. We're going to keep him over for another segment. If you've got one of these dastardly things, if you've got a cell phone, please tell me you're not connected to the big cell phone providers, because they're woke. They're as bad as Disney. They're leftists. They have donated millions of dollars to causes like Planned Parenthood, to gun control foundations. Go with the only Christian conservative cell phone company in America. It's the one I use. It's Patriot Mobile. If you use my name, you'll get free activation. You can keep your original number. They have the same nationwide coverage as the woke companies. And on top of that, special discounts for veterans and first responders. This is a company that has donated hundreds of thousands of dollars to causes you believe in. The First Amendment, the Second Amendment, the sanctity of life. Don't fund those who hate America, and don't fund those who hate you with every call you make and every text you send. Switch today. Do what I did. 972-PATRIOT or go to patriotmobile.com/Gorka. Free activation with my name. That's 972-728-7468. patriotmobile.com/GORKA.
If he's a consumer of the people we just rattled off, from Lauren Boebert to Tucker Carlson, let's get it out. Let's get it out at trial. Let's expose it for what it is, name it and shame it. He's a consumer of these people, and those people should face civil consequences from the victims.
Tucker Carlson and Lauren Boebert, according to former FBI counterterrorism agent Frank Figliosi, should be sued for the attack at the LGBT club this weekend in Colorado Springs. I guess if that's the case, then Steve Scalise should sue Bernie Sanders for being shot at by one of his campaign volunteers on a baseball field not very far from this studio. Sheer utter insanity. But you want to play that game? We'll play that game. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First. If you enjoy the show, support those who make it possible. Great Americans like Mike Lindell. You heard what the FBI did to him recently. He came on the show to tell us three unmarked cars ambushed him at a drive-thru to take his phone from him. Why? Oh, election denial. You're a conservative. Let's have his back. Even Walmart have canceled his products, but you can't keep a good man down. Over 150 incredible products on his site. Special Thanksgiving savings, BOGO offers. Use my name for up to 66% off. Call today, MyPillow, on 800-829-8468. You heard Victor yesterday. He bought two of the pet beds for his neighbors. How nice Victor is. The number, 800-829-8468, or just go to mypillow.com, promo code Gorka. That's mypillow.com, promo code G-O-R-K-A. We're back with Chris Farrell, Director of Research and Investigations at Judicial Watch. They are the swamp monster hunters extraordinaire. Chris, let's talk about this individual, the new special counsel, Jack Smith. First things first, kind of has a record with things that are not very Trumpian or America First or conservative, correct?
Yeah. He's a political operator, right? I mean, this is not an attorney who has liberal ideas. This guy is a leftist political operator and has been for decades. And we know that because he was involved. He had had consultations way back when. You remember Lois Lerner at the IRS.
Targeting the Tea Party patriots.
That is correct. And so there was on the heels or at the back end of the Citizens United decision, the left was up in arms. And they said, well, we can go after Tea Party groups, patriot groups, anybody organizing on the right, trying to create 501c3 nonprofit organizations, C4 organizations trying to be political activists, and we're going to suppress their activities. Right. And this was the Obama administration weaponizing the IRS to suppress their political opposition.
Slow roll their applications, their 501c3 status.
Scare them.
Ask them questions. What
Correct.
Kind of activities are you involved in?
There were groups that were asked, you say that you lead, you open up your meetings with a prayer.
Right.
What kind of prayers do you pray?
Right.
Literally, people were asked that.
And he was involved in that.
He provided legal consultations to Lois Lerner back then.
The woman responsible.
Correct. Let's
add a little bit of more color. This is from Breitbart.com. His wife, this is Jack Smith, the new special counsel, not only made contributions, campaign contributions to the Friends of Rashida Tlaib. Yeah, not exactly your average Democrat. We have the filings here. These are the filings that I found online for her donations. She donated, this is Katie Chavigny, her company, Big Mouth Productions. Big Mouth Productions. Donated to the campaign of Biden for President and the Biden Victory Fund. And not only that, her production company, let me get this right because I wouldn't want to make a mistake, made a film in 2020, and this is their description, an intimate look into the life of former First Lady Michelle Obama called Becoming. So no potential there for any problems, right?
Cue the choir. This is the kind of stuff where, and of course, this is a one-way street, right? The left likes to look at spouses of some people, but not of others.
Yes.
But this guy, Jack Smith, is a political operator. He has been selected for a reason. And he's going to walk around for the next 2 years banging a drum, screaming about Trump and making accusations. His office will undoubtedly be a leak factory.
Of course.
So brace up and get ready for that.
But what are your predictions? Because we are 2 years away from the election. The primaries will start in just over a year. At Mar-a-Lago last week, one of the first standing ovations was for Eric Trump. The president recognized his son, who stood up in the front row, got a standing ovation as the most subpoenaed man in American history. This is like an endless, it's like a Sisyphean endless cycle, is it not? More of what we've seen for the last 7 years?
Yeah, I mean, if anybody was expecting, oh, well, new election, clean break, different story, no.
Yeah, what were we promised in the inauguration? Unity, peace and unity,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, this is, again, it's Orwellian. Whatever they say they're doing is the exact opposite. You know, it's like the Defense of Marriage Act. It's not.
Right.
The Equality Act is not. So right. Whatever it's called or whatever they claim, go to the polar opposite, and that's where what you're really talking about.
What is your advice if the man who's already announced, the first person to announce, asked for your advice as somebody who understands the corruption, not political advice, the corruption of DOJ?
Yeah.
Do you play hardball, talk to my attorney, or do you say, full disclosure, come at me? What is the way to deal with people who are so corrupt? Because I had a friend from his campaign who was subpoenaed from January 6th, and I told her, don't give them any, whatever you give them will be twisted. Is
Correct.
That good advice? I'm not a lawyer.
And nor am I, thank God. And so my 35 years of experience in this world tells me that you have to be as aggressively obnoxious back as they are to you.
Right.
They're not going to be your friend.
Right.
They're not going to do a movie called Becoming. They're not
gonna, about your wife.
You're not going to have glossy magazine covers about what a charming, wonderful person you are. Right?
And never presuppose good faith on their behalf. That way leads ruin.
Correct. And so don't cooperate. I mean, you have certain legal obligations that you have to comport yourself to, but that's why you have attorneys, right? But exercise all of your legal rights and options, within the framework of what is required. But the idea of just kind of, oh, gee, will you be my friend? forget about it.
Not happening. Wise advice from Chris Farrell. It's going to be a heck of a ride for the next 2 years. Please support the organization that is doing more than anyone else in this stinking city to get to the truth. It's Judicial Watch, judicialwatch.org, and we've been talking to Chris Farrell. I'm Sebastian Gorka. Your call's next here on America First, 833-33-GORKA, coming to you live from the ReliefFactor.com studios. If you're in daily pain, if you've tried everything else and failed to find relief, do what I did more than 3 years ago. But it's not just people like me. They have testimonials from across the country. Just listen to Reggie from Florida. This is Reggie's story. I have a lot of pain from aging, and after only 4 days of using Relief Factor, I'm already experiencing less pain and stiffness. Can't wait to see how I feel in a couple more weeks. Relief Factor is a blessing sent by God. Incredible words, powerful words. Find out for yourself. There's only one way, but it's super easy. Order the 3 week quick starter pack at relieffactor.com. It'll be at your door in 3 days or less. Take it morning and evening like I do, and I promise you, Dr. G's guarantee, by the end of those 3 weeks, you will know whether it works for you like it works for me, Reggie, and 500,000 of your fellow Americans. Call right now, 800-500-8384, relieffactor.com, relieffactor.com.
On the side of the U.S. Constitution, America first.
I was surprised. It's the hottest selling item on our website. It's the one we have done jointly with Chris Plant. He designed it along with one of his callers. It's the FBI t-shirt with flying off the shelves. Classic blue FBI t-shirt with the yellow, big yellow letters FBI. And underneath it says, Fascist Bureau of Intimidation. Get yours today. And so much more. Everything made. Don't forget, you got to order now if you want to get it for Christmas. SebGorkaStore.com, SebGorkaStore.com, SebGorkaStore.com. Let's go to Phil in Philly, line one.
Hey, Dr. G.
Hey.
I want to say happy Thanksgiving in advance to you, but I just wanted to give some people maybe some talking points about the insurrection, because I know it's going to come up. I mean, they have to agree.
You mean as you're tucking into your turkey, you got to have some talking points?
Right. I mean, you know, you've got to agree with them that it was plot planned, it was formulated, it was bloody, it was everything that they're agreed with. But then let them know, I'm talking about the 1860 insurrection, when the South succeeded so they could maintain slavery.
You're a sneaky, sneaky man. I personally have to have Thanksgiving with people I'm reconnected to by marriage, and they love the New York Times and CNN, so it's going to be fun. Hang in there, Phil. Yeah. Have a blessed Thanksgiving. Let's go to California. David, welcome to America First.
Oh, thanks, Sebastian, for taking my call. Listen, I love your Manhood Hour on Friday, especially last Friday. It's great. I love it. That being said, once again, Bill Barr, that greasy pig, that rat, is getting a platform from the Post to badmouth Trump. I can't believe this guy. He took a paycheck for doing nothing. Donald Trump didn't get a paycheck and did everything. And the second thing that's got my blood boiling is the Supreme Court now is going to hand over Trump's tax returns, his tax stuff, to Congress. And I'm thinking, if the IRS can't find it, who can? I mean, it's just ridiculous. I don't know when it's going to stop. It's so obvious to a blind man that it's day after day after day after day, let's get Trump. Oh, and by the way, let's hide Hunter Biden.
Yeah. I think the latest decision has stalled. I think Congress is not allowed to access the president's tax records. That was the judicial decision 2 weeks ago, but it doesn't matter. They won't give up. But I love the way you describe that. With your permission, I might actually post to that effect that Bill Barr did nothing while taking a paycheck from us. By contrast, to President Trump, who did so much for us without getting paid. Nicely put. But that's why we have the best callers in the business. Next up, what do the elections mean for the next 2 years for you and your family? We're going to talk to one of the wisest analysts of American politics, Lord Conrad Black. We'll talk to General Baldock about what really happened in New Hampshire and the FTX crypto scandal. What you need to know from one of the best analysts in the business. In the third hour, America First, one-on-one. Don't forget to subscribe. Go to Spotify. Plug in my name, Sebastian Gorka, America First. Never miss an episode. This is the Salem News Channel. Stay on this channel.
Three-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.